The first 100 days in office of Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti have been quite frantic. His government has been working relentlessly towards enacting long-needed structural reforms that require lengthy negotiations with all social partners. Just over 3 months is too short of a time to seriously measure anything substantive about a premiership, but generally the decisions made in the first 100 days in office are seen as crucial indicators of a country's future course. Although Monti's technocratic government has introduced a series of drastic and often unpopular reforms and risen the fiscal pressure, over half the Italian population still support the Prime Minister, according to recent polls.
Monti set off with the intention to introduce austerity measures and then growth measures. He has already introduced the austerity measures. They were passed last year, serious cuts in public spending and increases in retirement age and other taxes. He has passed a decree law which will liberalise great swathes of the Italian economy. That is before Parliament at the moment, and he has promised that it will be through before the end of March. He is also working on growth measures, so there is an awful lot going in just 3 months.
Anche le misure che sono state adottate.
The measures enacted by the government are tough and not always fair, as they hit hard on salaried employees and small enterprises rather than targeting public spending waste and what I call the parasites of our society, those who enjoy unfair advantages simply by adhering to a guild or a lobby.
The National Bureau of Statistics has recently announced that the Italian economy shrank 0.7% in the fourth quarter of last year, after negative growth of 0.2% in the third quarter. The country has entered a deep recession, the Italian industry minister Corrado Passera said on Wednesday. The government is urging the unions to agree to structural labour market reforms. After having introduced new controversial reforms and a series of painful tax hikes, Monti is now expected to implement measures that boost economic growth, employment and productivity.
Life is very bad for a large number of Italians, so we cannot expect a new prime minister to immediately change the aspect of Italian culture. He said he would like to do that, and he is trying to do that. And if he succeeds, if he even succeeds in changing the trend in a year, he will be a major revolutionary figure.
Italy cannot afford to throw cash away. On Tuesday, Monti turned down government support for Rome's bid to host the 2020 Olympics. The message was clear. No time for dreaming in Italy these days. Max Civili, Press TV, Rome.